week is Wednesday again.
בכבוד.
מה נחלק? תמיד את נעין.
Make 9 o'clock sharp, pink
sharp, yeah.
Pink
yeah, every week, sharp o'clock, sharp 9 o'clock. With your permission. Parshat Noach. First destruction of this world. Let's use Parshat, the Parshat ends. Noach Matzachem Bnei Hashem. It says in the books to say 10 times you'll not get a job or an interview. You need something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to find favorite in somebody else's eyes. You should say this sentence 10 times. Noach Matzachem Bnei Hashem. It says Segula. It's Noach. It's the first one that says that he found favorite in Hashem's eyes. The second one is Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only that, the Torah starts this expansion. This description of Noach, Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya Bedorotav, was holy, Tzadik. Tamim, Rashi says, Anav, humble. Et Elokim et Alech Noach. Looking forward to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Searching for Hashem, this means it Alech. Et Elokim et Alech Noach. Looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. And then the Torah tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, he's going to destroy the world and he's the survivor. The Gemara tells us that Noach himself also was involved in transaction that was 100% honest. That Noach told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come you want me to be the survivor if I did something similar to what the people did? He said, I'm going to destroy the world because of the theft. He's going to destroy. Noach said, why me? Hashem said, I love you. Not only that, the Torah tells us in the text that Hashem tells Noach in his face, it's the only person ever that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in his face, you tzadik. No one else. Lavi says description about Yosef that he's tzadik. Tzadik ba'amud alayim. But Hashem should talk to somebody and says, you tzaddik, it's the highest thing that a person can imagine can happen to him. But we're writing titles about a person. Hashem himself tells him. The Gemara says Hashem should have said tzaddik tamim, but the Gemara says no, in his face, Hashem only says part of it. So if you praise somebody in his face, you can say tzaddik. But if he doesn't attend over there, you don't see him, the Gemara says you can say more good things about a person. So really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said more things to Noach, says the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have praised him more. But in the space of the person, the Gemara said, you should not say all the praises that you have about him. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go inside the Teva, he goes inside the Teva, he comes outside. And then it's the end of Noach. Don't hear from him anything anymore. The Torah tells you he got drunk. And then erased from the history. Our history starts at okay, Abraham, okay, Yitzhak, okay, Yaakov. Nothing about Noach. It's Noach, it's the East. Person Hashem said it's Tzadik. Tamim, Hashem calls him Tzadik. So it should be something. Forget about it. It's all over. The question is, what went wrong? What went wrong with this guy? The guy was a Tzadik. Not only that, the Gemara says, Be'echel Noach Isha Adama Ve'ita Karem. The Torah describes Noach as a farmer, Isha Adama. He comes out of the Teva. He doesn't more tzaddik, finished tzaddik. Been tzaddik by tzaddik. What happened to the tzaddik? He says, no, he's a farmer. Before anything else, the Torah says, he's a farmer, Isha Adama. Understand really what is really behind it. And this really is the continuation of Parashat Bereshit. Parashat Bereshit, the Torah tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu discussed with the angels that he wants to create mankind. The Gemara tells us, after he created mankind, while he was lying on the floor, angels from Shemayim wanted to say Kedusha for him. Say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. They thought he is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Similarity between Adam and Rishon. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu was something very, very small. The angel thought that this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu lying on the floor. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara to tell them, no, this is the one I'm making. He's going to be downstairs here. He looks like me, yes. But Salmenu Kidmotenu. The Rav says, Akadosh Baruch Hu told the angels, I'm going to create, to call in America, to clone somebody like me, somebody like us. It's Salmenu Kidmotenu, in the shape of us, also in understanding and knowledge, in Ruach HaKodesh like us. And the angels really made such a mistake. You can imagine how great the guy is. And the Gemara tells us, Rav Bina, one of the Chachamim, after the Yimach Shemam, the Romans destroyed the Tamikdash. And the Chachamim Rav Bina went to look around to try to find the places where the holy people lived, buried. So he got to Hebron, to Marat HaMachpelah. But the Marat HaMachpelah was a cave over there. So but everything was covered. Machshimam, the Romans, covered everything. He started to dig. The Gemara says he started to dig. He saw the hill. He saw Abraham and Sarah. Then the Gemara says he dug around. He dug around next to the feet. Next to the foot of Adam HaRishon. Says the Gemara, just uncovered the foot. Some sand down. Ma said it was so much light that the light of the sun in Shamayim is nothing to compare to it. Akevo. Ma, can you imagine his face? And this is after he ate from the tree. Before he ate from the tree, the Gemara says angels thought he's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're talking about a few thousand years that he was buried already. Can you imagine dug next to his heel? Didn't even uncover the whole body. From the hill was so much light coming out that the sun is nothing to compare to the light that comes from his hill. Can you imagine how big it was? And then, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, and he takes him to Gan Eden, he doesn't want to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu convinces him, come to Gan Eden, he comes to Hashem, he says, listen, this don't eat from this tree. Yetzer rise in this tree. There's a simple explanation. Yetzer da tovara. Yetzer rise. So, Chaim Voloshin, they all say, before he ate from the tree, there's nothing. There's no Yetzirah. After he ate from the tree, the Torah tells us, they went and they took a leaf from a fig tree and they covered themselves. Before, there's no Yetzirah. He gets up. And Hashem takes him around the world. The Gemara says, and other things. And all of a sudden, the Torah tells us, look what happened. The snake. The snake comes, speaks to Chava. How are you, honey? Nice scenery, nice weather. Hey, where is your husband? Sleeping. Okay, then he touched her, he pushed her. And he convinced her to eat from the tree, from the fruit, and she ate, and she gave her husband a disaster. The whole thing is over, finished. Shem curses. So how did it happen? What happened? There's no Yetzirah yet, until they ate from the tree. So why she's eating? Why she's forcing him to eat? And she's forcing, maybe after she ate, she's Yetzirah. So what happened to this guy? In 1 minute, when the whole thing is over, finished. Until now, we have to be here. This is why. There's no Yetzirah. What did he do? He did nothing. And Torah continues stories. The next story. Cain and Abel. One opinion, 50 days after they were born. One opinion. Another opinion was a Shavuot. The talking, sacrifice. Cain brings a sacrifice to Hashem. And then Hevel brings the sacrifice to Hashem, then Cain gets up and kill Hevel. First murder. Murder case in the world. Two brothers don't get along. Yes. Very strange. Well, what went wrong? Something went wrong. So the comment of the Zohar and Ari means like this. It says that the Torah tells us a story. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told the angels that that person that I just created is smarter than everybody else. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told the angels, come see, I want to show you something. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took the angels to Gan Eden and asked the angels if they can name the animals. What name to give an animal? What kind of name? The Gemara said the angels didn't know. The Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam HaRishon, that's the text. The Torah tells us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam HaRishon, no, you tell me. Tell me what is this? The Gemara says, he said, this is a bull, this is a donkey. He says, well, what is really behind it? What do you mean? What do you mean so smart about it? I says, this is whatever you feed the hardware is the software inside. That's what it is. Adam HaRishon is smart. No, he's very smart. He's so smart, he knows how to name animals. What's the big deal to call? We can make any name. What does it make? What name it is? Call it a donkey, it's called a horse. Who cares what it's called? It says in the Ari and the Zohar, what it means like this, is Adam HaRishon, when he looked at the animal, he pinpointed exactly what the habit of this animal is. Not just a name. If we call a donkey, we call chamo, and horse, we call a sus. No. So in the Hebrew language, the words describes the inside of the creature. Now you call it table shulchan, you call it shkol shulchan, because you know, you made a language. The chairs, it says, this is called a chair, no. It's an English language. Somebody made languages. But the Hebrew language contains inside the words the inside of that material. Whatever it means. What does it mean? I'm going to explain what it means. I'm going to explain it like this. I said this in the Zohar. It says that every creature in this world has a different habit. Different habit. You see, this animal has this habit, this animal has this habit. Kosher and unkosher. The same thing, all the fish in the water. The reason Hashem created all those, because all those creatures are so-called neshamot from the worlds before this world, just before this world that we had, prior to this one was another one, very similar to this one, same people without Torah, same people. Ari said, the only we told him that Moshe was in the world before, Abraham was in the world before, the son of Abraham were in the world before, and all the creatures that Hashem created, why did he create so many animals? Why did he create so many things here? This is the old stand. So those scientists will tell us, you know, that they found something from 1 billion years before. It's true. It wasn't 1 billion years before. Hakadosh Baruch Hu used the material from 1 billion years before. That's what it means. Whenever you see mountains and they have levels and all kind of stages, they say this is from a stage of stone, this is from stages. Everything is true. It's not. It is here from 1 billion years before. You know, people created certain things and they used the material, that material, represent the world that was at that time. That's how people created all these those animals, all the creatures. So all those creatures, people created first, created just a couple, just a, you know, male and female. It says, you are here. I says, who am I? Says, my name, I'm a mouse. A mouse, and this is my wife. I says, what is this? For what? Says, the world's before. The world before, you did certain things. What did you do? I said, you used to steal. He said, Lashonara. You become a mouse. And every creature is like this. And all the insects and everything that we see, The Kodesh Baruch created. He created not because Hashem wants to have all these animals in the world. For what do you need it for? He says, no. The Kodesh created them, they should have some kind of correction. And all those animals are here, and each one represent some kind of a habit. One is anger, one is jealousy, one is laziness, one is theft. And all of this. You can divide it. There's endless of habits. Some of them have more of that kind, less of the other kind. And that's the reason for the creation of all the creatures of us. Then it comes Ari and says in the Zohar, based on the Zohar, and he said, you should know when HaKadosh created mankind, he puts inside the mankind all those habits from all the creatures. And some people have more of that, some people have more of that. But mankind, first mankind, Adam HaRishon, he had all those habits inside him. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him in the Torah, when you read the text, Hashem tells him, you multiply, V'yodubit gatayam, Hashem talks to the angels of Hashemayim, Hashem tells the angels, you know, this man that I'm going to create is going to rule everything. You want to rule everything? You want to rule everything. I don't want to rule nothing. Let them go to Kenya. Let them have the Ebola over there. What do I need those animals for? You don't understand. This is your job. This is your job. You as a mankind, this is your job. Your job is to control the whole universe and educate them and be on top of them. Why? Because you also, inside you, you have all those and you have to understand it. That's what I will tell you. The Gemara tells us, Moshe and David both became leaders of Am Yisrael because they used to be shepherds. And they knew, the Gemara says, they knew how to be shepherds. They knew. They know which grass to give and which animals need this kind of grass. The man said about Noach also. The man said about Noach that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him enough wisdom to know he was very smart, Noach. The man said Hashem made him so smart to know what kind of food to give to each creature and when to give it to the creature. The man said some animals eat a day. Some animals eat in the evening. Not that all animals have breakfast and brunch and lunch and supper and dinner. Some animals eat only once a day and eat in certain times. The man said, Hashem revealed it to Noah. Noach matzachem b'nei Hashem, one of the things. Hashem gave him his daughter. The daughter is called Chochmah, going to some Chachamim. And that's the secret about mankind. So Adam HaRishon was created in that way. And Hashem told the angels, I'm going to make him very smart and will have Ruach HaKodesh like us. That means like Kadosh Baruch Hu, the angels don't have Ruach HaKodesh. And then it's going to look among us, and it's going to rule the whole world, and it's going to fix the world. This was the job. And if he would not have eaten from the tree, Ari said, Amchaz, it will become Mashiach, and at the end of the world, we won't be here. What went wrong? Something went wrong. I said, the guy got up. I said, this is the Gemara, what went wrong? It's in the text in the Torah, it's hidden in the text, but the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Adam HaRishon got up and he sees all the animals, and he's so smart that he looks inside the animals and he knows how to give them names. That's what the Torah wants to teach us. It's the names that we have today for the creatures. In the Hebrew language, it's not somebody made the Hebrew language, Ben Yehuda. Made the language. So, everything inside the world. This is the so-called the thing, the inner thing, why it's made this way, why Hashem wants it this way, you should know the secret about it. And this book is called Sefer Yetzirah, that Avraham Avinu wrote, and a person can manufacture it also. If a person would know, he would know what this animal is all about, he knows how to create it also. Chachamim, the Gemara says, Chachamim used to create animals. And then they used to eat them. That's the power of the Hebrew language. Come the Torah tells us that Adam HaRishon, he named all the creatures. And while he was naming all the creatures, they thought, he says, look, every creature has a mate. I have no mate. I'm by myself. So the reason why Hashem made him by himself is because the Gemara says the opposite. השם טוב, אדם הראשון, יגיד מי לק מי. תקשיב, הקדוש ברוך הוא קביעית לפני מסלף. somebody like him. קלון מסלף. הקדוש ברוך הוא קלון מסלף. השם טוב, אדם הראשון, you're going to be down here. You want to say, Rahim said, so Hashem told me, no, every time you want to come up, you come up. I said, see, Hashem created this world and he forgot to do Washington Bridge. What did Hashem say? I don't understand. I said, you made me? I said, where's my house? Where's my airplane? Where's everything? Why we have to work so hard? Hashem made the world, he couldn't make a bridge, couldn't make a tunnel, couldn't make a car. Why don't Hashem didn't have a car? Why Hashem didn't build him a mansion? But that's what it means. Hashem has no car, Hashem has no mention, Hashem has no bridge. He doesn't need it. So the Adam Rishon was supposed to be in the same thing like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need a car, you don't need anything. You don't need clothes, you don't need anything. I'm like a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a suit in a tie. Adam Rishon doesn't need it either. He doesn't need anything. It's exactly a copy of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly a copy. So that's why a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah tells us, a Kadosh Baruch Hu made Adam Rishon, the Gemara said, she made Adam Rishon with two faces, was one body, two faces. I said, like, Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called has two faces, if you may say. One is called judgment, one is called kindness. So that's why Hashem made him two faces, but he has one body. And then, when he saw all the animals, he said, each one has a mate. How come I'm one? I said, you one? You know, because you like Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's one too. He said, no. You went to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, I need a mate. I said, oh, you need a mate. Oh, you want to have a mate. It means you don't trust Kadosh Baruch Hu that he made you that way. He said, you want something else. He says, you're not happy what you have. What you have. He says, this is the snake. As the Gemara says, this is the snake. The snake part is inside the person. This is really what the snake is all about. He says, it only wants to have what somebody else has. As the Gemara tells us, the snake saw Adam and Chava, and he said, how come Adam has such a beautiful wife, and my wife, the snake, she's so ugly. So the snake, this is the representative of that habit. The person is never happy in his lifetime. And the Gemara says, you know, that's what happened to us. And Adam Medvach Hasitava Tobi Yadol says, the Gemara, a person, all his life, looking to have more things. More shopping, more buying, more acquiring. More, he wants more, wants more, wants more. So, how much you need? He wants to eat more. He wants to drink more. He wants everything more. So the Gemara says the person doesn't die. That even he doesn't have half of his desires. So the Gemara, before he dies, the Gemara says, Yishlomane otzema time, he has 100 million, he wants 200 million. Yishlomane time otzema bama, he's 200 million, he wants 400 million. So he's dying already. No, on his bed. That's before he died. That's he still wants to make some more money. He says, where do you get this idea in your life? I said, this is our grandfather, Adam HaRishon. I said, what do you need a wife for if Hashem came without a wife? I said, oh, you look to everybody, has a wife. You want a wife. What do you need a wife for? Hashem didn't make you. I said, if Hashem would have thought that you need a wife, he would have made you a wife. He said, no. He looks and looked around. He wants, looked around. Finished. He said, look, I said, now the Torah will tell you, look, the snake came. I said, where did the snake came? Where did you get the snake from? He said, no. The snake will come because the snake part inside you is acting right now. I said, you should not have done anything. This is the first part of the Gemara said. The first part is the command number 10, Lo Tachmod in the Ten Commandments. The person has to control his desires, his things that he wants to get. He wants to get. So somebody has a nice house, he wants a nice house. Somebody has a nice place, he wants, what are you looking for? You can't suppose him to look. Once one of the Chachamim that we had, his name was Rav, did not look out of his 8 feet. Never. Once when he died, his students, he had his few things. Never spoke nonsense in his life, the Gemara said. No sach sicha betelav miyamam. Gemara says that before he died, his students, each one of his students took upon himself one thing. One of the students of Yosef said he's not going to look outside his 8 feet. 8 square feet he's going to look. He's going to look, going shopping. Shopping with his eyes, looking here, looking there. Not looking. What do you have to look for? Look inside. Look inside. What are you looking for? The Gemara said, Rav Haigaon says, Rav Yosef could not, one time, he said he can't control his eyes. Looking all over. So he took a precious stone, it's called Bareket. He took a precious stone and he went into a cave that's very dark. Then if you open your eyes, it's like you go from a dark room to the light. If your eyes are not, they cannot take it. They cannot take it. I said, the traveser took this precious stone, went to a cave and opened his eyes and became blind. He said, I'd rather become blind and not to look around. I said to my rabbi, Rab, didn't look all around. I don't want to look around. I accepted myself not to look around. I said, I cannot control my eyes. I'd rather be blind. For nothing. Not for doing a scene or something. I said, this was Rab. This is how we wanted to call Rab in the Gemara. Rab. There's only one person called Rab in the Gemara. His name was really Abba, not Rav. We call him the Rabbi. Their Rabbi. He says, what, the Rabbi? The Gemara said, that Rabbi. This Rabbi, this is one of the things that he had in his mind. He says, he's not looking around. Okay. Look what happened. What's wrong with looking around? And look what happened to Adam HaRishon. Person that was created and looked like a Kadosh Baruch Hu and thought like a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Ruach HaKodesh, look, in 1 minute, the whole thing is finished. Don't happen. Nothing happened. Nothing. One thing happened. The snake inside us reacted. And what happened to you? Look, you once a wife. Why you want a wife? How come the mouse has a wife and the lion has a wife and every creature has a wife and I have one myself? I need a wife. Said, oh, you want a wife? Yeah, I want a wife. I want a wife. I mean, the Torah tells you the story. And so who put him to sleep. Even though nothing happened, didn't help nothing. So the whole thing, whatever the Gemara says, whatever Hashem did not give it to you, means you don't need it. So I want more things. What do you want more things? The more you want, the more you acquire, this is, you're shooting yourself. The person says the Gemara, the person should always be happy what he has. Says the Gemara, Chanina ben Dosa, one of the Chachamim, Ekrem et HaMikdash, says to pray for the sick people. The Gemara says that the whole world has the Parnasa because of Chanina ben Dosa. Who's such a tzaddik? Says the Gemara, and he? Says the Gemara, he doesn't eat anything the whole week. The whole week he eats baksa, chorovim. I said, listen, the whole world, stock market 17,000. He said, why? Because there's one guy in the world, said the Gemara, that he doesn't eat anything. Because he sets up what he has. I have to go shopping. Well, a new fruit came from Korea, a new fruit from Japan. That's it. Sushi. He says, what do you need sushi for? What's wrong with you? Grandfather had no sushi. Baruch Hashem, he was alive. What do you need sushi? No, the advertised sushi. What do you need sushi? And he has to eat it with the sticks. Or you became Japanese now. What happened to you people? What happened to you? Desire, Adam HaRishon, that's it, finished. And Adam met, a person does not die unless he wants to have everything, whatever he sees. Versus Shlomo writes in Kohelet, this is my downfall, Shlomo writes, my downfall is because whatever I saw, I wanted. Come to Gemara and bless Shlomo. Navi, bless Shlomo. The Zohar, bless Shlomo. Unbelievable. It's what happened? Pgimot by your soul. Pgimot. Destroy everything, Shlomo. 1,000 wives. 700 these. 300. He says, what's wrong with you? Acquire these money, these. He says, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? There's really nothing wrong. My grandfather, he took the snake inside himself. That's what went wrong. That's what Torah tells us. That's the story of Adam HaRishon. This is true, it's not Yetzirah. Yetzirah is one thing, but your habits, you have to know what you have inside yourself. That thing that you have to know, that's the first thing that you know, that says, whatever Hashem gives you, that's what it is, and if you want to get more and more and more, that's the snake part inside you. That's what I tell you, it's a snake. And that's exactly what happened later with Cain and Abel, the same thing. Both brought sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, when Hevel brought, fire came from Shammai. But when Cain brought, nothing came down. And it's in the text. Hashem sees already Cain. And tells Cain, be careful. I bet you that in 1 minute, there's going to be a court case with you. So what did I do? I did nothing. I said, no, I did nothing. I'll tell you what you did. You already looked. And he says, how come? No, how come? That's your problem in life. That you want to have what somebody else has. Fire came down to your brother, did it come to you? Okay, it didn't come to me. And the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues. They went to the field and Cain killed Hebel. Says the Gemara, what was the argument? One of the arguments, the Gemara says that Hebel had two twins, two girls, and they were very beautiful. And Cain said, I want this beautiful girl to be mine. And Hebel said, excuse me, this is my sister. What do you mean you want my sister? I don't want to give you a sister. He killed her for this. Again, looking for something else. Looking for something else. What's a pretty girl? What do you mean? Pretty girl is not yours. What do you want a pretty girl? No. But this is one of the reasons that the Gemara said. The Gemara said, no, they argue about other things. They argue if where is Beit HaMikdash is going to be? They knew Baruch HaKodesh is going to be Beit HaMikdash one day. And Cain said to Hebel, you know what? I'm Beit HaMikdash in my territory. And then I said, why? He said, why? He took time stone and killed him. Again, it's the same idea. The same snake. The same. You have to mind your business and look at your business and don't look at somebody else. Because it's going to generate some kind of things. I said, what? He said, look what the Torah says. Nahash, the snake, that Hashem said to the snake, he's going to try to kill you, you're going to try to kill him. Since when we have a problem with the snake? And the snake inside us and the snake outside. And the Gemara says, you cannot leave anything uncovered at home. But there's a snake someplace in the house. The dead snake hides. And you leave something open, the snake is going to come. It's going to pour poison inside the cup.
Liquid. Liquid.
Imagine. What do you mean? Where's the snake? There's no snake. Where's the snake? There's no snake. He says, don't do it. Don't do it. I had one. Chalnish was very, very poor. And one time his wife forgot to cover the milk. In the morning, Chalnish barbecue to Chalnish. And Ramanit, Chalnish's wife, told him, listen, I forgot to cover the milk. But you know, we're very poor. There's no snakes. Go tell your brother there's no snakes. And tell him, I don't want to tell him nothing. Tell him there's no snakes. So Meir Karelitz went to Chazanish's brother and told him, Rabbi forgot to cover the milk, but there's no snakes anyway. So. And he said, you know what, you're right. There's no snakes. Come on, show us something. I said, those jars, metal jars, like buckets, they used to deliver milk when I was young in Israel. So Chazanish told him, you hold one handle, I hold one handle. He said, okay, hold it. He thought he's making kiddush. He said, pick it up. He said, spill it. Spill it. The snake wasn't there. I said, what does the snake want? What does he want? I said, this is the snake inside us. That Adam HaRishon created it. This is a snake that he's hiding something in the house. In our time too. People think, no, we have no snakes. Yes. You don't know where he is. You have no idea where he is. He's looking for a second. There's going to be something left in the kitchen, someplace in the house, uncovered. He's going to pour some poison inside, finished. People get sick. There's a whole book printed. Some kind of sicknesses people get is because they drank something that was uncovered. Pompeyevsky's grandson printed a book about it.
What's it called?
Show me the book. I'll tell Pompeyevsky the story about Chazanish. So. That's what the Torah tells us. You know, look what happened. It goes now in generations. It says, you look for something, says that's going to happen to you. It says, why you look for that? Why do you need it? Don't need it. Comes and continues the Torah. I say, look. I says, so people went off the thing. The Torah tells us, Noach Tzadik. Ish Tzadik Tamim. Holy, humble, everything. Hashem tells me in his face, you tzaddik to be. He says, what you got to do? I says, Hashem said, you're going to build a teva, you go inside, get these creatures inside. Okay. Everything is perfect. A holy man, he goes inside the teva, Hashem closes the doors, he behaves in the teva, everything perfect. Says the Gemara, before he goes inside, he brings a branch of a vineyard. He loves wine. What do you mean love wine? What do you mean love wine? Gemara says, with the whole world suffers, you're not allowed to have any pleasures. He says, well, two angels from Shemaim come to the person, put their hands on the person. He said, Ploni, this guy did not share the burden or did not participate with the whole world in this suffering and he enjoying himself. He will not be able to be around when it's going to be a redemption. So what do you mean you brought to the Teva a branch? What does that mean? You have a desire for wine, huh? I said, you have a desire for wine. Let me explain to you something. I said, the purpose of this world is a different purpose. Hashem told Adam HaRishon, told the angels, he's going to rule everything. He's going to correct the world. He says, the job on this world is to be a shepherd. The job on this world is to help others. It's not for yourself. Not here for yourself. Because for yourself, you start to accumulate things. So if you're for others, so it means not for yourself. You're not going to have these kind of desires. But if you're for yourself, you say, I'm here to give pleasure to myself. To make myself comfortable, which is more comfortable than I have. I want to be more and more comfortable. It's endless comfortable. So he wants to buy this. There's a Shlomo rice. I buy everything. I bought everything. I acquire everything. I got everything. He says, this was heaven. I call heaven. The whole thing is nonsense. He says, look what happened. All this is for nothing. So he says, come to the Torah. He says, okay, fine. No, look. What, you tzaddik? Yeah. But one thing, listen. You have this desire inside you. There is a desire inside you. You, what Americans call alcoholic. Alcoholic. He loves it. I said, but the whole world suffers. And now you brought him to the table. Hashem told you, bring some food. Why did you bring it to the table vineyard? And he comes out of the table, Torah tells you, the minute he goes outside, says the Gemara, as well. Says, Noach comes out of the table, he has the branch in his hand. So Satan comes over to him, says, Noach, oh, you like wine, huh? He said, let me tell you, I can make you very good wine. So I tell you a trick. You have to slaughter a pig and other animal, some other things, and water it. Water it. Pour the thing on the branch. You can have such good grapes, the wine will be delicious. That's what the Gemara says. Satan makes a kind of a miracle that it grew right away. And right away, blossomed with grapes. And not squeezed. And by squeezing, it's already wine. Not grape juice. Got drunk on the spot. Got drunk on the spot. Why Hashem made it this way? The guy said, "Tzadik tamim." He said, "No. If you want for yourself, look what happened to you. The same snake. And in Gan Eden, the same snake now is the Satan coming to Noah. Gets drunk. And Torah will tell you that he got drunk and he went to the tent and he is not dressed properly. And all of a sudden his son comes and his grandson comes. And they do something to him, he cannot have any more children. Erased from the history. Says the Gemara that Noah, after he came out of the Teva, he told his wife, our children, three children, are very big already. I am 601, and they are 100 years old. I need to have more children to help me. You know, I'm getting old. I need some children to help me in my business, you know. They do things for me. I said, oh, you want for yourself more things, huh? For yourself, more thing. Can never much of them finish. Just the opposite of what you think. You're getting married, you're getting married because I want my children to help me. When I'm getting old, they're going to be in my business. So, for this, you have children? So Hashem tells us. So Hashem said, I love Abraham. Hashem said, I know Abraham wants to have a child. Someone wants to teach his children to tzedakah or mishpat. Do tzedakah and to do mishpat. So Hashem asked Shlomo. Shlomo was 12 years old. Hashem asked Shlomo, what would you like to have? Shlomo was in Gibbon. The Navi tells us. Before we read the Tamidash, Shlomo was in Gibbon. And Hashem asked Shlomo, what would you like me to give you? The Navi says, Shlomo said, I need one thing from you. I want wisdom. But not because I want to win wisdom, because I want to show off that I'm smart. Because I want to have wisdom to make peace between people. That's what Shlomo said. As he says, Shlomo said, Hashem tam chokhma li Shlomo. Hashem gave Shlomo wisdom. Why Hashem gave Shlomo wisdom? Not because Shlomo wants wisdom. So Shlomo said, I want wisdom to be like a judge to make the world straight and to make peace between people and to tell the people how to behave, what is permitted, not to steal, not this. As Hashem said, Hashem talks to himself, Pashat Vayera says, you know, I love Abraham. You know why? Because no, Abraham is going to have children. And so children start to help him in the business, in his business. I want to have children because he wants to have a family. He wants to have children, the children should continue what Abraham does. Abraham used to do it, Mishpat. Now he used to give tzedakah. He says, this is it. I says, Noah comes out of the table. I says, he won't have a child. So I want more child. Why do you have more children? I said, because I need my child to help me. Who's going to help me to run my business? I says, Hashem said, you want this with you? Finished. No more children. You want to get drunk? Finished. Out of the history. I says, that's what the Torah tells us. That the person can be tzaddik, and Hashem tells him in his face, I thought tzaddik, if I never do, I say, you the biggest tzaddik. And all of a sudden, this Adamai says, a farmer. So what happened? Nothing. If you want to satisfy yourself with your desires, this is endless. This is the end of the world. This is, if you hold down on it, then you become a somebody. You become a Hina Mendoza. The whole world stands on you. Otherwise, you're the destruction of the world. Noach, really, we come from Noach. But on the other hand, after he came out of the Teva, he came, Isha Adamai, the whole thing is over, finished. That's the message. It says, so you can be the survivor of the Titanic. The survivor of the Titanic. Noach is a survivor. After you come out of the Titanic, I said, look what happened. It's all over. I said, the Torah is a guide for us how to survive. It's not to tell us what happened in the Gan Eden, what happened to Noah. I said, yeah, you can survive. You have to survive to be tzaddik, to survive ISIS, we all have to be tzaddik. But you have to know that it's not enough just to be tzaddik. You have to control, and that's not to look around, not to shop around, not to look what somebody else has. I said, be happy what we have. This is the goal in our life, is to control our habits, to control our desires. Because otherwise it's going to be like Adam Rishon in the Gan Eden, out of Gan Eden, finished. 2 hours, after 3 hours, finished. Out. Noach, tzaddik, tzaddik, look, build the Teva, everything, tzaddik, finished. Control. Abraham said, Abraham Avinu was 75. He said his wife, oh, I never knew that you're so beautiful. What do you mean? You're married to your wife maybe 60 years already. What do you mean you don't know? Never looked at her. Never looked at her. Of course I looked at my wife. I don't say, wow, you're so beautiful, so beautiful. So beautiful. I said, why are you looking at your wife so much? I said, they're getting children, more desires. Don't look at her so much. It's Abraham Avinu. It's for the rest of the world. It's not for himself. He said, oh, why? My wife is beautiful. Lose my Rolex watch. Look at my this, look at my that. I said, you want to show off? I said, the opposite. I still said, Esther, everybody said, Esther is beautiful. This is why Esther is so beautiful. But Esther doesn't need anything for herself. Lubik Shadavar, Miglam will tell you that Esther came to the palace, and every girl said, she wants this, she wants this, she wants to have the job. She said, every girl said, listen, give me this kind of dress, this, she wants to show off in front of Achashverosh. Esther, lo b'kisha davar, the Megillah tells you, Esther, nothing. But Esther said, chen mele kol roya. It says the same chen noach, it says the Gemara, Esther had the same chen. She doesn't want anything. I don't need nothing. Don't get me a diamond ring, don't get me this, don't get me that, nothing. So that's what it said. Esther ruled the whole world to get a Mordechai because I don't need anything. That's the tikkun. This is the corruption of this world. The snake. The Mashiach will come by
Amen.
Next week, Wednesday. Yeah. Thank you very much. Are we being next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Thursday.